it's done.
Connor McDavid! It's not real!
The goal of the year?
Panarin!
Part of the past. The celebrations? Forgotten. The history?
Vegas Golden Knights!
History. We're back to a blank slate. Clean ice. All that matters now is what happens next. The Stanley Cup Playoffs.
Eastern Conference Final begins Wednesday.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Actual news on the hockey front? Well, it was minor, but maybe in some other ways it wasn't. Good morning to you. Good Monday morning. I'm Dan Kovacevic of DK Pittsburgh Sports, and this is Daily Shot of Penguins. It comes your way bright and early every weekday if you're into football and or baseball. I also offer daily shots of Steelers and Pirates in the same place that you found this. J.D. Forrest was fired yesterday as the head coach of the Wilkes-Barre Scranton Penguins. The same happened to Kevin Porter, one of his assistant coaches. And it's never really very easy to evaluate minor league coaches because they come with a dual task. One of them is to develop the players. The other one is to win games. If that can happen hand in hand, that's the ideal scenario. Meaning you'd have a bunch of AHL young guys who rip up the league and then make it to the next level and continue ripping up the next league. That's your dream scenario. I am nowhere near qualified as someone who does not cover minor league hockey to speak to whatever kind of jobs Forrest and Porter might have done. I am, however, intrigued by the following written statement that was put out by Jason Spezza, who's Kyle Dubas' assistant general manager and the one who's in charge, I think anyway, of development in the organization. Quote, "Today's decisions were not easy, and we are grateful to JD and Kevin for their dedication and hard work over the past 8 and 4 years, respectively. Both are good coaches and, most importantly, excellent people. These decisions come after taking the season to fully evaluate our minor league and development systems." Okay, that's all pretty boring, but the rest of it might not be. Listen to this. Quote, "As we enter into an era where each of those systems operating at an elite level becomes paramount to the future of our entire program, we felt it would be best to take this time to make the changes that our management team deems important to reaching our goal of having Wilkes-Barre become the premier developer of players and staff that can help the Pittsburgh Penguins win Stanley Cups," end quote. Now, again, if you want to parse into that as to what went into their firings because of how it relates to them, go nuts. I actually, not to sound cold, but really don't care about that. Don't focus on that. I'm way more interested in what Spezza and or the author of this statement would have had in mind by saying that the Penguins are entering into an era of any kind. Like, what does that mean? They traded Jake Guentzel for, you know, a couple of prospects and a pick. But that's not an era, you know, that's one trade. To have an era, you would think that there would have been a whole bunch of trades in the Jake mold. And that just didn't happen, like, at all. Unless you count the fourth round pick 100 years from now that the Penguins picked up for Chad Ruedel. So who are these prospects that are supposed to be part of some era? Braden Jaeger's on the way. Had a nice overtime playoff goal in the WHL the other night. Good for him. But he's not there yet. Owen Pickering, another first-round pick, was called up to the team but was a healthy scratch, which, by the way, says a whole heck of a lot about your player development as a priority, I should add. And the rest of who's down there, you know, a quarter of the roster was made up of players for those two playoff games. They were eliminated, by the way, by Lehigh Valley in a best of three just immediately, two straight. Those players that were down there that were loaned, I guess you could say, by the Penguins were, you know, Valtteri Puustinen and Jack St. Ivany and guys who really should be in Pittsburgh next season. So once more, what era is being entered here? And just as decisions like this aren't made unilaterally by someone at an assistant GM / director of development role, so too are statements not made without being cleared. In other words, Kyle Dubas would have had a whole heck of a lot to do with this. I don't want to sound all conspiratorial here. This is actually really, really obvious. And this announcement of these two firings easily could have occurred without that line in there about how the Penguins are about to enter into some kind of era. Spezza, for anyone who doesn't know, is Dubas's right-hand man in every way. He's visible with Dubas at almost all times. None of this occurs unilaterally, meaning unless it's Dubas making it occur unilaterally, since he's not only the general manager, he's also the team's president of hockey operations, and probably several other titles he'd like to add to his business card. So I just thought I'd bring this up. I'm not at all opposed to the idea of the Penguins building up a nice AHL team from which they can bring up real live hockey players to play real live hockey and supplant older guys who either don't want to or can't anymore. For myself, I'd love to have a situation where instead of just saying, scratch Riley Smith or shoot him to the moon, I'd be able to give you a player and say, hey, here's the left winger in the AHL right now who really ought to be driving this way across I-80. I don't have that. I don't have that. I can't pound the table for Jonathan Gruden. When we come back, J1Q. J1Q comes from Alex in Tokyo, and Alex says, DK Sid has contributed enough to the Penguins. Let him win another cup elsewhere. Let the Penguins rebuild. Sid's final contribution should be whatever comes back in the trade. No. No. You know, I don't often get left speechless. It's just really not in my nature. But no. There's a lot of different ways I can try to answer this, and I can get into everything that Sid's meant to this franchise, to this city, to the community, to the people within this city, to the places, the small shops, groceries, and other stores that he would take the Stanley Cup to whenever it was his to usher around. He would arrange for these late night meetings so that there wouldn't be any kind of disruption of the business. And he would take the cup there to these people. He wanted no publicity. It's not anything that even the team wasn't along. There weren't, you know, video cameras or TV crews or anything to document any of this. You would just hear these stories from the people after the fact who were so grateful and so mind blown that someone of this magnitude could think of them for even a few minutes. So, Alex, this will be the shortest answer I ever give in doing these daily shots. No. I appreciate the question anyway. I appreciate everybody listening to Daily Shot of Penguins. We're going to do another one of these tomorrow.